From NPR News, it's day to day, feeling a little down about the economy, a little depressed about your finances. Well, why not go shopping? Seems a lot of consumers did just that last month. The Commerce Department today says retail sales were up 1% in May. John Dimsdale is here from Marketplace. And John, this is better than was expected?
Absolutely. You know, given the prices we're paying for gas and groceries, and with unemployment going up and housing values coming down, everybody figured that shoppers would stay home, but they didn't. Electronic and appliance stores reported very healthy growth. Spending for building materials and garden supplies were way up. If you take out auto sales, which definitely were sluggish in May, retail activity was up nearly 5% over last year. So the growth in consumer spending for the April through June quarter now looks to be like a surprisingly robust 2%.
John, does this have anything to do with those economic stimulus checks?
Absolutely. I mean, that seems to be a pretty substantial influence here. The Treasury Department says nearly $50 billion in stimulus checks were sent out in May. Now, some experts thought that given the financial headwinds out there, consumers might not spend their check or at least save some of it. But that doesn't seem to be happening. If this increase is mostly from rebates, that's not a good sign, because as retail analyst Howard Davidowitz says, it's not sustainable.
I don't think this moves the needle. I think this is a 1 or 2 month issue where the government decided to borrow money from China, throw checks out of helicopters, explode the deficit, and give people some checks to spend. That's how I read this. Very temporary.
But, John, I mean, isn't this what these stimulus checks were supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. It was supposed to be a shot in the arm. Consumer spending makes up a big part of the overall economy. But the benefits of this are not as widespread among retailers as economists had been hoping. Here's how Davidowitz sees it.
If you look at the largest retailers in America, Target is down, Sears is down, Home Depot, the second largest retailer, is down, Walmart is up, the largest, all the department stores are down, and autos are a train wreck.
Now, you notice he said that sales at Walmart were up. Shoppers are clearly migrating to discount stores. Food and fuel prices are motivating a search for bargains. So these warehouse retailers, Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's, they're all reporting the bulk of the sales increases.
Thanks, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.